What's going on, y'all? It is July 27th, 2018, and you're listening to Uncommuted. So, if you have been paying attention to these uploads, you'll notice that I have not uploaded anything for the past couple of days. And that really comes down to, one, content. You know, I haven't really had much to talk about lately. And two, you know, the things that I've drafted a couple of episodes here. But I just haven't published them, you know, because I just don't really know if they're really worth doing it. And the other thing is, like, when I get home, I don't even think about it, you know. I have to remember to upload it. But, I mean, I think that's why it's not urgent, because I haven't really been saying anything, you know, profound. But, like, you know, when am I? You know, I'm never really saying anything profound anyway. But, I mean, I guess I'll just give you a quick recap of everything that I had been talking about, at least off the top of my head. I'm sure I'm not going to touch everything, but basically, I completed my screenplay upload. I did my synopsis for the screenplay for the episodic lab. It's like a contest by this company called Stay Macro. So I completed my entry. So that's kind of a big deal. I kind of moved past a goalpost there. You know, there wasn't too much editing and stuff that I think I needed to do as far as my synopsis is concerned. I tweaked a couple things here and there, but for the most part, I just got reaffirmed that the idea that I had for this story was a good one. Or that it would be interesting to see adapted, you know, on screen. So I'm happy about that. I mean, I haven't heard anything negative about it from the people that I shared it with. And, you know, I took some of their advice and made a few tweaks. But I didn't go crazy because, because there just wasn't, I mean, nothing that they said really required a major overhaul of what I had already written, you know? So, I'm happy with what it was. Now, the only thing is, like, if I get picked for, as one of the 500, I don't know what they're calling, finalists or semifinalists, I don't know what it is, but if I get picked past this round, I'd then have to present them with a script. And, you know, I have to give them a script within a week after they choose. If they were to choose me, I would only have a week long span to do that. So, you know, I've already written the pilot script, but I definitely need to, that's the one that I kind of need to overhaul. I kind of need to do some rewriting, some insertion of a few more scenes, some description. I need to make it a little bit longer because right now it's just like really, I don't know, it is really, it's kind of fast paced, which is a good thing, but it can be a bad thing when trying to tell a complete story and trying to, you know, explain the relationships between these characters. So that's what I have to work on. And I haven't done anything. I mean, aside from that, you know, I finished reading through my fantasy novella and marking that up and stuff. So now I'm going to have to get back to that as well. And then I think once I'm done that, then I'll move into doing my sci-fi novel again. So got a lot of work on my plate, but it's all good. I'm trying to think if there was anything else that I needed to manage. See, I mean, I tell you, it's like, there really wasn't much to talk about. But, you know, I appreciate you listening to my ramblings about my work and, you know, where I'm going, you know, in my process and everything. You know, this week I've kind of had a little bit of a depressive mood. But it wasn't like a full-blown thing. It was just, you know, kind of down in the dumps. or just or anxious, I should say. And I don't know whether that had to do with the weather or, you know, I don't even know. So, but I'm just glad that I'm kind of out of the funk and, you know, I can move ahead. You know, my thing is you have to keep looking, you have to keep moving forward. You have to keep looking ahead. You can't continuously look back. And, you know, that's the mentality that I have. And I hope that many of you are able to adopt and implement, because looking back, as you know, there was a tweet or a picture or something I saw on one of Gary V's social channels, Gary Vaynerchuk's social channels. He said, "Looking back fucks with your neck," and I thought that was a pretty pretty interesting quote there. And true. Stop looking back. Move forward. And I will leave you with that. And I will catch you guys on the way back from work. See ya. What's going on, y'all? So I'm on my way back home from work, and I'm just thinking how my social media interaction just in general this week has been very minimal. You know, I had mentioned that I hadn't uploaded any podcasts or anything, and I think that kind of goes along with it. And it's funny because usually that happens when, well, I mean, I guess it's not really funny though, because I was going to say that usually happens when I'm kind of in like a depressed kind of mood. But I did kind of have that going on, but it wasn't like I said, it wasn't like a real big thing. I just kind of had a moment, you know, it wasn't really a big thing. And so I don't know if that really played that much of a factor in me actually getting on social media. I think what really made the biggest impact on me actually not like getting online was being so focused on my work. You know, like I said, I had finished reading through the draft of my fantasy novel. I finished, my synopsis for the screenplay, and, you know, with all that, I just didn't have, the time to really go on social media. You know, I had been looking around a lot, but there really wasn't a whole lot that I cared to jump into, a whole lot of conversation that I cared to jump into. However, there was one thing, and, that was the fact that Lawrence, the guy who played Lawrence, Jay Ellis, in the show Insecure, is not going to be on the third season. So, if you haven't watched Insecure on HBO, you know, it's a show by Issa Rae, I recommend that you watch it. I think it's really good. And it follows the main character, Issa's, you know, I guess her love life, to be, to kind of give it like a shorthand thing. But, you know, it also goes into her friend's love life as well, her best friend. And I guess just her relationships with the different people that are in her life. But it's really well done, and they touch on a lot of topics in a very, like, fun kind of way, you know, without being, like, preachy, you know? So I think it's a really great series, and it's definitely been the cause of a lot of conversation on Twitter when it was on, and one of the things that it has created was this kind of a rift between Team Issa, which is the main character, or Team Lawrence, which was her boyfriend. And now, you know, basically he's not in the series anymore because they, you know, spoiler alert, broke up. You know, I guess I could have prefaced that with this, but whatever. You'll watch it and you'll see what happens. It's not like it's a surprise, I guess. But yeah, I mean, and people are upset because they're like, oh, you know, we would have liked to see what Lawrence did in with his life and all that. But I'm of the mentality of, like, this isn't Lawrence's show. Like, he was one of the main characters in the first two seasons, but he was not the point of the show. You know what I'm saying? So losing Lawrence doesn't kill the show. It doesn't, you know, they may have fans of Lawrence and all, but I don't think him being gone really impacts the show too greatly. I liked Lawrence. I was one of the people who did, you know, well, I can get into that whole other topic in one moment, but because the whole Lawrence Hive thing, which, you know, just, that's just a whole other thing, which I don't understand. But there are a lot of people, you know, who wants to follow Lawrence's love life? I know I'm in the minority on this, but who wants to follow what he does and what his love life and what his views on things are? Like, we didn't even get all into his life like that the first time. And I think it was okay since his story was still semi-connected to Issa's. But now that it's not, I think it's okay to move on. And I have a feeling he'll probably be back maybe in the next season or so. Maybe as a cameo or something, you know, who knows. But I think it's okay creatively for the show to continue on without him. Now, what I was getting into was this whole idea of the Lawrence Hive and, you know, everybody being like Team Issa or Team Lawrence. And I'm just like, I'm like in both camps, honestly. I'm one of those people who doesn't really understand the hate that Lawrence gets from Team Issa. And I guess the people who like Lawrence, I don't really understand why they like him so much. You know what I'm saying? Because they're not necessarily anti-Issa, but they seem to be like super pro-Lawrence. And I'm like, okay, like, we can chill. These are both just human characters with flaws, and I think they're both pretty messy, to be quite honest. They both have their positives and negatives, and I think they're both likable characters. And I don't really get the combativeness between them, the combativeness between those fans. But anyway, it'll be interesting to see what happens with this new season that's coming up. I am definitely looking forward to it. You know, I'm thinking about my own screenplay that I'm writing and stuff, and I was like, man, this would fit in with that kind of a show. So, if you know how they introduce new shows, like, with the same, that try to catch the same audience, they'll tag on a new show after that show. So, like, you know how they tacked on How to Get Away with Murder after a Scandal when it first came out, or how they do stuff like, you know, they premiere The Real Housewives of Potomac right after The Real Housewives of Atlanta, because you know you're going to get the same people to watch that kind of show. I feel like if my show were ever to air, ever to even get that far, I think it would be a good show to kind of tack on to right after that. But that's all I'm going to say about it, because I don't want to throw out the idea just yet. Not sure if I already have on this podcast at all, but I don't know, that's how I'm feeling right now. So, but anyway, that's it for me this week. I guess I needed a little bit of a break from being accountable to these podcasts because I was doing so much other stuff. So forgive me. I do plan on continuing to keep this a daily thing, excluding the weekends, of course. And that's what I'll continue to do next week. And I thank you all for sticking with me and listening, and I will see you next week. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.